Logan Sekulow, and today the angry atheists are at it again.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is demanding Auburn University's football chaplain be fired.
Since 1999, Chet Williams has been the chaplain over the Auburn Tigers. Now, 16 years later, a letter filed to the university from the Freedom From Religion Foundation is asking for his removal. The university issued a statement in response stating, quote, "The football team's chaplain isn't an Auburn employee, and participation in activities he leads are voluntary."
An atheist and agnostic organization calls college sports chaplains unconstitutional.
The group called Freedom From Religion sent letters to 15 schools, including the University of Georgia, demanding they abolish the position of school chaplain.
That's me in the spot.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, what they say is that allowing football coaches to impose their personal religion on players by hiring Christian chaplains. These chaplains preach religious doctrine, including apparently creationism, to the athletes. And you say?
Anna, not only do they don't have a chance, they don't have a prayer. Excuse the pun. They tried this when I was the head coach at Clemson, but it was the ACLU. All I did was ramp it up another notch. They tried it at Clemson last year. Didn't slow them down a bit.
Why is this an issue in your organization's opinion? If players want to get together, if teams want to pray, if coaches decide even to have chaplains to help their athletes who want to pray before games, why is that an issue in your opinion?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is not some sort of voluntary student-led religious activity. No, these are chaplains who are imposed on the entire team by the coaches. And it's not voluntary when you actually take a look at the facts.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow subbing in for my dad today. It's going to be an interesting show. I'm the host today, so stay tuned, guys. Who knows where this is going to go? I'm joined by Than Bennett, who will be with us, and Will Haynes, who's a producer of this show, who he's going to also chime in on things. We're talking today about the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their attack on essentially chaplain programs in college football teams, big teams. We're talking about Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Bama, Tennessee, LSU, Mizzou, University of Washington, Georgia Tech, Illinois, Florida State, Ole Miss, Wisconsin, and Clemson. So a lot of big dogs in that. It should be a pretty interesting conversation, and we want to hear from you. We started a petition, and it is essentially we are going to defend religious freedom on college campuses, and that is the entire plan. School chaplains are once again in the crosshairs of these angry atheists, and we need to go after them. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-877-989-2255, to get your name on that petition, or go to aclj.org, or you can give us a call if you want to be on the broadcast. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions on this situation with the chaplains, how you feel about this. Also, we're talking college football a little bit, so all bets are off here today. Let's talk a little bit, have some fun. It's 1-800-684-3110. Now, we got about a minute and a half till we go to break, so I do want to pitch to Than here. Than, give us a little bit of background. You've worked with these, worked is the wrong word. You've dealt with these people before. Give me a little bit of background on exactly, you know, what this situation really means and where it comes from.
To be honest with you, Logan, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're nothing but bullies. I mean, they go around the country looking for expressions of Christian faith to attack. This is not the first time, by the way, that they have attacked college football. A lot of people will remember when Clemson was attacked by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Coach Dabo Swinney. This is very similar. I will say this, though, just one editorial comment. It's not just big dogs they're going after. This might be, Logan, the only time in history that my University of Illinois is in the same breath with all of those SEC schools you mentioned. So that's one bright spot in this attack from the Freedom From Religion
Foundation. Well, I'm glad you can see some good come out of this situation. It's a fun time. And look, this is a serious matter. We're having fun here. But really, this attack on Christianity, attack on people's faith, is something we really want to stick up for. So all you have to do, again, if you want to sign the petition, 1-877-989-2255 to defend religious freedom on college campuses. We're going to try to get this stopped. Or give us a call right now. We got a couple lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or join us right now on Periscope and on Facebook. We're broadcasting live. Be a part of the conversation. We'll talk during the breaks, and we'll have a lot of fun today. All right. We'll take it out. We'll be back in just a moment. Jay Sekulow Live.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow sitting in. That's my song. That's my Bulldogs going in there. Go Dogs, everyone. We're happy to have you back here. Back up. All right, talking a little football today, but really talking about the attack on college football coming from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, not the Freedom of Religion Foundation, Freedom From Religion Foundation, their attack against essentially the chaplain programs. So all these schools, we mentioned it before, we listed them off, a lot of the big guys, Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, pretty much every one of those kind of core SEC schools and a lot of others, we're under attack by this group who essentially wants to get rid of the chaplains. They say it's essentially against their beliefs and their law. They think that there should not be chaplains. And really, essentially, if you've ever been a part of any of these programs, you've ever seen what goes on. I didn't play college football, but known a lot of people that did. These guys kind of are, to have a chaplain, to have sort of a moral center for a lot of these guys is really great. These are adult men coming out of these situations. If they prefer to opt out, they obviously can. But also, they're also 18-year-old men, and it's nice to have a situation where they can go to someone to talk to someone to pray. And we have a lot of great statements coming in. UGA, we just talked about that, University of Georgia. The director of athletics, Greg McGarty, he said, the local chapter of Fellowship of Christian Athletes provides optional, that's a key word, they're optional chaplain services for student athletes that wish to participate. Neither the university nor the athletic association finances the activities. They are completely voluntary for the student athletes. Again, it's just giving these athletes an option to be there, connect with their spiritual side, talk to somebody, and honestly, probably be as much of a counselor as they are even a chaplain at that point. And again, we feel like it's very important to make sure that these guys have this, and the guys and girls, because it's not just football we're talking about here. Obviously, we're talking directly about the college football situation right now, but as you see, UGA said, these are just for student athletes in general, people that come from all walks of life that need this kind of help. And they're under the attack right now from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they've been on the news, and they've been talking about this a lot. But Will, why don't you, Will Haynes, here's our executive producer of Jay Sekulow Live. He's going to chime in. Typically, you don't get to hear his voice, but we do all the time. So, Will, why don't you give a little background of what's going on here, and also why don't you set up this clip from MSNBC earlier today?
Well, first of all, I want to say we got a lot of people fired up on Facebook and Periscope today, and Jen on Periscope said, don't mess with Logan.
That's right.
So they're pretty excited to have you in the chair today.
We've
got a bite from the FFRF's attorney was on MSNBC kind of laying out their position, so I think we should go to that right now.
All right, let's go to that. Who is this host? Rob? I'm sorry.
Rob from MSNBC.
Rob from MSNBC. That's right. Sorry about that. Last week, they had on one of the guys from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Andrew Seidel, and let's hear what they have to say.
Why is this an issue in your organization's opinion? If players want to get together, if teams want to pray, if coaches decide even to have chaplains to help their athletes who want to pray before games, why is that an issue in your opinion?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is not some sort of voluntary student-led religious activity. No, these are chaplains who are imposed on the entire team by the coaches. And it's not voluntary when you actually take a look at the facts.
That's right. I mean, that's absolutely true. And that's ridiculous, not true. It's absolutely ridiculous that they're going after this. We have to fight against these people, really, and go after them. All you have to do, if you want to support what we're doing here to defend religious freedom on college campuses, all you have to do today is give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Or if you have the ACLJ app on iOS devices, you can easily click right there, be a part of it. You can listen to the show, watch the show. If you want to watch the show, what you have to do is go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/JSecular. We're broadcasting live. We're also broadcasting on Periscope, and you can be a part of the discussion. We got some more comments coming in from those live mediums. All you get to do is you essentially have a direct line to our producers and to me and talk about what's going on the show. We get your comments on the air every single day. So, Will, what's a comment coming in online?
Belinda on Facebook said, "We fought for these freedoms. We're not going to let them take them away."
That's absolutely true. And you know, a lot of the founding was obviously for freedom of religion, not necessarily what these people want, the freedom from religion. Now, Than, talk to me a little about, we talked about it yesterday, you know, these situations where these atheist groups have gone after situations, not necessarily just the Freedom from Religion Foundation, which, again, as was stated before, is a relatively small group that's just making a lot of noise right now. They're getting a lot of press. You know, if you look at our member list versus their member list, you're talking about millions to tens of thousands, 22,000 or so, that are part of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. So you have that situation. And Than, tell us a little bit about that in their sort of attacks on things that are going on in Washington, whether it was the Capitol's Visitor Center and that situation, and what ends up typically happening.
They make a lot of noise, Logan, for a relatively few number of people. But listen, they've done it on literally dozens of cases. I mean, I'll just name a few off the top of my head. They went after the Pledge of Allegiance. They went after the national motto, which is, of course, "In God We Trust," and the fact that it was going to be inscribed in the Capitol Visitor Center. They actually filed suit, Logan, against the statute that authorized that inscription, and they were going to win. It was not going to be inscribed until we engaged on behalf of members of Congress. Now, if you walk in that Capitol Visitor Center, it is literally the first thing you see in giant 4-foot letters emblazoned across a stone beam. So they lose. But a couple of others. They attack the Jesus statue in Montana. They attack the National Day of Prayer, which, by the way, is something that has been endorsed by every president from George Washington all the way down to a Barack Obama. So something with a lot of historical significance. The Ground Zero Cross, the Bladensburg Cross, and a number of others. But I think here's the main point. They only win one way. They win when people don't fight back, because their legal arguments are not correct, but they do intimidate in some cases, and win if people stand down.
Absolutely, and that's what we need your help. Look, somewhat we're having a little fun here today, and that's true. But look, these situations are real. As much as you find them ridiculous, as much as I find them ridiculous, and look, the majority of America probably would find this absolutely ridiculous. They're going after something, honestly, as small as chaplains for football teams. I mean, that's really what it is. You know, it's absolutely insane. But there can be real threats and there can be real issues with this about people's faith being defended. So what you need to do is give us a call again. There's an easy way to do it. All you want, we want you to sign a petition. And then we'll go over in a little bit what exactly, you know, we can do with these petitions and how that helps. Again, because a lot of these schools have already stated, like UGA, the University of Georgia, has already pretty much said, we have no plans on getting rid of our chaplain program. And I think that's absolutely the right decision. And I think some of them will be bullied, but, you know, a lot of this is to get some press, but we need your support today. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign that today. Be a part of the movement to defend religious freedom on college campuses. We hear all the time, not just about this kind of situations, but how, you know, Christianity and faith in general are often, you know, disassociated, how a lot of people actually lose their faith when they're at some of these college campuses because of the conversations with different professors, the conversations with different people. Obviously, it's a great melting pot where people get to have open discussions, but we need to make sure there's still a moral compass in there and someone to help these players out to make sure the situation goes on. So again, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And Than, why don't you go over with everyone exactly what's going to be done with these letters?
Yeah, in this case, Logan,
It happens.
In these cases, if you sign onto this petition. Your actual name will be added to the letters that we are sending to each of these universities.
Right.
And the reason that we're doing this, Logan, is the law is settled on this. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is wrong about the constitutionality and the existence of these chaplains. We are going to make sure that each of these universities, which, by the way, so many of them are fighting back already, but we are going to make sure that they have the ammunition that they need, the legal statutes, the case law that's in play, to fight back and to clearly respond to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And if they need help in responding directly, we will do that as well. But what we are doing is adding these names to these letters going to the university to make sure that they are prepared to respond directly when they do respond to the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
That's right. We've done that many times before. We've helped out a lot of universities, publicly and privately, helped out a lot of these coaches. I know situations I can't get into even where these situations have come up with some of these schools. And, you know, it's a big deal, and it's something that's under attack on the daily for them. And really, when you have the situation where we're a week away from college football, they know they're going to get a lot of attention. And you know what happens, actually, is a lot of attention can lead to a quick decision or quick movement, and we need to fight back against it. So you can sign those letters. It's easy to do, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're also taking your phone calls. We want to hear from you. Not just right now, the lines are jammed, but we're going to do our best to get you. But keep calling. If you hear someone on the air, quickly call back after. Try to get on 1-800-684-3110. Do we have time to take a quick call?
Let's take a quick call. We're going to go to Craig on line 2 from Houston, Texas.
Craig, welcome. You're on the
air. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're good.
I just want to say, first of all, that you guys are a blessing being on the radio. We want to thank God for having you guys.
Thank you.
You know, he's called us to be the light and the salt and the light of the world, and we need to be out there and with a voice. You know, these times, especially now, we have to, because we're under attack. You know, in 1962, the Supreme Court, I believe, was 1962, took the Bible out of schools. 1963, took prayer out of schools. The worst thing in schools at that time was chewing gum, cutting in line, and talking too much.
Yep.
After they took all that out, everything goes down, and we're continuing that. So we have to speak. We have to continue.
Yes, Craig, thank you so much. I'm sorry to cut you off a little bit. We're running out of time on this segment, but, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with you. You know, like I said, these things can move quickly. They can move too swiftly than we'd like, and if we don't pay attention to what's going on in the world quickly, things can just go kaboom, and then we have nothing. So all you have to do is give a call. Sign that letter right now. Be a part of this movement, 1-877-989-2255. We're part of a matching challenge as well. Every dollar you donate to the ACLJ will be matched. So that means, you know, essentially you give a dollar, another donor will match that dollar. And it's really amazing. Up to, you know, as much as you feel like giving today would be fantastic. We really appreciate everyone coming back. We'll be back with more. We're going to be taking a lot of calls when we get back and getting more people on Facebook and on Periscope. We'll see you during the break.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow here, sitting in for my dad today. That was the Auburn fight song, I believe, Will. Is that what it is?
Correct.
That's right. Will went to Auburn. You know, well, I'm a Georgia fan, so, you know, I don't have much to say about that right now. But we're all in support today of this situation where the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the angry atheists, as we like to call them, are attacking these college campuses and really attacking the chaplains programs of these schools, essentially saying, if you have a chaplain for your team, then we don't believe that's legal. They believe that should happen. And it's absolutely insane. But it's a real threat, and it's something we have to talk about here on Jay Sekulow Live. But we're going to go to a phone call pretty quickly. Is that right, Will?
That's right. We're going to go to Alan from Nampa, Idaho, on line 5.
Hi.
Hi, Alan. You're on the air.
George Washington refused to accept the leadership of our Continental Army until the Continental Congress approved pay for the chaplains for the military. But then also when the regular Congress got started, chaplains were paid for both the House and the Senate.
Right.
And they still are. And if our Congress, if our state, if our national government can do that, certainly our colleges should be able to. That's my comment.
You're absolutely correct. And that actually ties directly into some of the defense that some of these schools have had on this situation, essentially saying, you're right, if Congress can have somebody, if have a chaplain, why can't we? And that right isn't Auburn, who Auburn has been weirdly under even more scrutiny than these other universities. You know, when you look at the list of all the universities going through, whether it's Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, you know, a lot of big dogs, a lot of the little guys as well. But Auburn has been kind of singled out, and they've put out a statement there, right, Will?
That's right. They said that chaplains are common in many public institutions, including the U.S. Congress. The football team chaplain isn't an Auburn employee, and participation in activities he leads are voluntary.
So where do, I'm gonna ask you this to Will or to Than, whoever wants to take it. Where do these chaplains come from? I know they work with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which are obviously you see all over the country. But how does that happen?
Correct. Most of them, at least in this case that the FFRF is right. going after, they're specifically singling out FCA chaplains. So the FCA, which is a religious organization that is made up of student athletes, they are right. actually paying the chaplains, not the university in these cases.
Right. So at this point, you know, we had the caller on. He's absolutely right. That's a situation that is pretty much exactly correlated. If you say that the U.S. Congress can have a chaplain, what is the difference between a college institution having one for their students, especially a public college? It doesn't make any difference. Like you said, college is a place to not only learn about different people's faiths, different people's ways of life, different, you know, everything, to really be exposed to a lot beyond your little world here. And for some of those people, that is even learning about Christianity, learning about different faiths. So to say, yeah, the FCA can't have a stake in there and can't have even, a chaplain, and I would even say a chaplain slash, you know, almost a counselor in some ways for these college football players is insane, Than.
Yeah, no question about it. And Alan makes a great point about the House and Senate chaplains as well. You know, I know, Logan, both the House chaplain and the Senate chaplain. And if our listeners would tune into C-SPAN at the beginning of every legislative day, the very first official action that you are going to see on the floor of the House of Representatives is that chaplain who, by the way, is paid by the United States Congress. They don't have to be paid. They are paid by the United States taxpayer. They take the floor of the chamber, and they open that legislative day in prayer. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation not only doesn't have a leg to stand on here, but if they want to take that to the courts are going to have to turn to the United States Congress and say, you are in the same position. That is just never going to happen.
That's right, Than. That's absolutely ridiculous. But I think we should take another comment here, maybe coming up online or maybe a comment on the phone. I'll let Will decide, our executive producer today. Let's go to a Facebook question.
Yeah, we've got Susan on Facebook who's asking, how does such a small group with only 22,000 members have such power to command the media cycle as far as, you know, this is going?
Well, it's a controversial topic, and it's something that sparks a lot of news, gets a lot of interest. I think it was first brought to my attention by Will here, who said essentially that that, you know, he saw it popping up on Auburn football blogs and websites. They know, look, they know college football starts in a week. They know people are starting to pay attention to what's going on in that scene. So they're using this. And a lot of these news outlets, honestly, are trying to find related stories because they may be running out of stories. But it's because they you know, they're very passionate. It's a passionate group of people that we totally disagree with and I think are taking things way too far and way too seriously at some point, you know, where this is really your life's goal is to spend time attacking people, other people's beliefs. I mean, we wouldn't do the same vice versa. This is absolutely absurd. And to move on to just a quick comment we have or a quick bite that we have, this is from Tommy Bowden. You may know he's a former Clemson coach. He was the son of Bobby Bowden. We've worked with him before. He's a great guy. And we got a quote from him, and let's go to that.
We've obviously gone too far with political correctness and the mood of the nation right now, especially in the Southeast, where it's faith, family, and football. To go down there and try to yank chaplains, they've got no chance. They're spinning their wheels, and I think what they're trying to do, when they saw how much luck they didn't have at Clemson last year and in college football, they've kind of lost their relevancy, and they're looking for, more atheists to give some money, so they're trying to get some more publicity out there. But life will go on in the South, and it'll go on with chaplains in these programs.
That's right. That's from Tommy Bowden again. He was the coach of Clemson, obviously, from a dynasty family of coaches. You know Bobby Bowden, of course, the legendary coach of FSU. But, you know, you have these lists of colleges, and he says, yes, the South will continue and will go on with chaplains. But there's schools not in the South. You know, there's Illinois. There's so many others that have been stepped out. Like I said, let's go through the list real quick. Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU. Okay, that's the South. Missouri, debatable. University of Washington, Georgia Tech. I don't like them, but it's okay. University of Illinois, Than School, FSU, Ole Miss, University of Wisconsin, and Clemson. So it's not just the South, but I think, you know, Tommy has a very good comment here, which is these things do weirdly feel like they go hand in hand. And, you know, in Wisconsin is where the Freedom from Religion Foundation is based. So it's easy for them to say, you know what, with 22,000 members, it's easy for them to get in a car and drive down. Then they could probably not afford a plane ticket. So that's probably the easiest way for them to just, you know, maybe Uber down to the University of Wisconsin with one picketer and complain about this situation. Get on local news. Channel 4 Wisconsin is going to be covering, yeah, there's one guy angry about the fact that someone is praying with some football players. I mean, let's just even get it down to that. This is really about people that are praying with college football players. We're not talking about something that is this giant, you know, endorsement of faith from these universities or from the students or from anything. All this is a guy, one guy probably, maybe two, I don't know, but one guy assigned to just, you know, sit there and be there if needed to pray with the players if they want. And players aren't complaining. When was the last time you heard a college football player go, you know what? You know what? I really wish there was less Christianity forced down our throats in college football. You never hear that. Why? Because it doesn't happen. This is a made-up claim, and we need to stand against it. All you need to do is be a part of our letters today. 1-877-989-2255. They'll ask you for your name. We'll get you added. Or easy enough, go to aclj.org. We got a former football player, former Ole Miss Rebel. We'll go to him after the break. So, Randy, we're going to go to you. I want to hear your comment, and I will go over there. Again, if you want to sign this letter, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Defend religious freedom on college campuses today. It's absolutely ridiculous. Stand up. As Tommy Bowden said, we all need to stand up for some important things in life. Remember, guys, we need to stand up for faith. We need to stand up for family. We got to stand up for football today. All right, give us a call. 1-877-989-2255 or join the conversation on Facebook or Periscope. We're broadcasting live. Get us your questions or comments and let me know what teams you're supporting. I like talking about this. I like going after this situation. You know, I get to open up a little discussion on football. Again, faith, family, and football help defend religious freedom on college campuses. 1-877-989-2255. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekiel Live. A little Corey Smith for you. Talking about every dog has his day. And today is our day to stand up against the Freedom From Religion Foundation and support our men and women in college sports in general. Not just in college football, but really they're going specifically after college football today. And we have so many calls and so many comments coming in. If you're just joining with us, I know some stations just picked up the show. If you're just joining us, this is Logan Sekulow. I'm hosting for my dad today, and we're happy to have you as part of the discussion. He's out. I'm in, which means things can get a little crazier and a little bit more fun, and we're happy to take your questions or comments on the air, or you can watch us live on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook or Periscope. But you can tweet us too. Tweet at Jay Sekulow or have fun. Tweet at Logan Sekulow. And, you know, that's me. And we can maybe get some questions or comments on the air. But, Will, do we have any comments?
Sapphire 33 on Periscope said she doesn't care for football.
Well, Sapphire, you know, football fan or not, and let's take this seriously for a moment. Okay, obviously, we don't agree, but that's okay. I see you on Periscope every day, Sapphire, so I'm going to answer your question how it really feels right. Regardless if you feel for football, don't feel for football, it doesn't matter in this situation, because really, the serious part about this is, you know, I'm having a little fun today, but the serious part about this is attack on people's basic fundamental rights as Christians or as just any form of religious belief, you know, because the fact that there are essentially volunteer chaplains. Again, volunteer, they're not paid for by you. They're not paid for by the government. They are paid for typically by the fellowship from Christian athletes. Sorry, another tongue twister on there. But like Than said, the exact opposite is happening at the U.S. Congress, where the Congress is paying for their chaplains, which also I agree with. It doesn't bother me any. And you know what? It doesn't bother many people in general. But these guys have some power. And they have power to, these are not stupid guys. You know, they may be ridiculous and they may say things we completely disagree with and things that you can't even really fathom. But they have a way of getting about things. And look, they have a way of getting their message out there clearly, or we wouldn't be discussing it today. So in all seriousness, if you don't like college football, if you don't like sports in general, that doesn't matter right now. What you want to support is really the ability for these kids and adults, these 18 to 22-year-olds, to have the ability to speak directly to someone, really essentially, like I said, not only someone who's going to help them grow in their faith, but someone who's going to counsel them and help them through this incredible transition in their lives. You know, can you imagine where some of these people come from and then the next day they're the biggest stars in these little towns? You know, that's just not right. It's just not something that needs to be taken away. It's something we need to support. And there's easy ways for everyone to get involved in this situation. If you're listening to this, you like football, you don't like football, I don't care. All I care about is that you reach out and you support what's going on, support these chaplains. Again, we've talked about chaplains forever, whether it's military chaplains, whether it's chaplains, like you said, in the Congress. But this one is almost the most basic one. Like, why is this even a conversation? Why is this something that's even happening? And you can do that by giving us a call. It's 1-877-989-2255. Pick up your phone, give us a call, sign the petition, or easily, how I do it, go to aclj.org, you put in your name, your email address, and get out of there in a few seconds and be a part of this movement to defend religious freedom on college campuses. Get rid of these angry atheists who are a small minority that think that school chaplains are, you know, are their version of the devil, you know, which would be no devil. So, you know, I don't even know how you exactly describe it. But it is, you know, but they've called for the coaches and students worshiping together, even they've been calling it an unholy alliance. An unholy alliance, folks. That's to them as their definition. Really, this is what they decided to spend their time on. And you don't hear them attacking other faiths. Very rarely do you hear them going after anyone other than Christianity. You know why? Because they're, until recently, people are expecting us to just kind of take it. You know, it's time for you to not take it. Stand up. Be a part of this movement. We can't take it anymore. And let's give it. And hey, to Randy, I'm sorry about that. We missed out again today. We'll get you in the, not today. We're going to get to you. I will get to you next segment. We're going to have a former college football a player from Ole Miss on in the next segment. I just got caught up in the moment, folks, and that's where this happens. And give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Be on the air. Or sign the petition, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're playing all of these football songs. We're trying to get you in the mood because in a week, 2 weeks, when it's a week, football returns, and we need to make sure these players have someone they can rely on. We'll be right back.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow hosting today with a little Rocky Top. It's not going to make our next caller that happy, but we're going to go to him, Randy, who called in from Columbia, South Carolina, but former member of Ole Miss. One of the rebels here on the broadcast today. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Listen, Jordan, really appreciate what you all do. I've supported the ACLJ youth for years in petitions and financially.
Thank you.
Listen, this was my chance to call finally, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm actually with a pastor heading up to the Panthers game tonight with New England. And it's we'll have lunch with some Panthers tomorrow, guys that we've shared the gospel with, guys that partner with us in the gospel. And it started in 83. I was a freshman at Ole Miss, played football there for 4 years, got beat up, and I came back home to Columbia, South Carolina. But the opportunity that FCA gave me there, it was either FCA or go to the gym down in the Oxford Square and, you know, get in trouble. And by God's grace, I opted for FCA, and it really did just mold who I became through the gospel. After I became an officer, I was vice president and president of FCA with a guy named Ken Austin was the president. He's now head coach in the CFL.
That's great.
Went to camps called Canicut Camps because of FCA.
Sure.
Joe White, who's
absolutely.
An officer. Yeah, so, it's dude, the difference was night and day. Had FCA not been there, I don't know what would have happened.
Look,
so,
Randy, I understand that completely. Look, that's exactly what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is actually somewhat afraid of, is the fact that these guys are going to make positive impacts on these lives, and not only necessarily bring people to God, but have, like you said, almost like counselor, to have people in there, almost like a camp, to have somebody to talk to. And Randy, I know you got to go, but please give us a call. We're still on this topic again. We'd love to have you on the show, and I really appreciate it. Hotty toddy to you. I'm not really, that's not my deal, but you know, whatever. That's your thing.
Sure.
And I feel it. All right. Thank you so much, Randy, and I appreciate that. And again, folks, if you're just joining us, this is the thing. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, someone we've talked about for years and years, these guys keep popping up with their terrible songs and their goofiness, but really they're a serious threat to your way of life and our way of life, and to the molding of the next generation of not just sports, you know, athletes. As we know that most college football players don't go pro, you know, there's a small percentage of them that end up in the CFL or the NFL or you know, any of the other various leagues throughout the world, or through, you know, any other teams, but you know, or other sports. But these guys need to have help being molded into their next portion of their life, because this is only a small portion, and having somebody like that to really just be a part of is a great connection. And Than, I wanted to go to you for a little bit of comments here. What are the feelings about the Freedom of Religion Foundation in Washington? We occasionally see them pop up with a billboard. We occasionally pop up seeing them with some sort of way to get some attention to press. But what is the general consensus and feeling about this organization?
You know, I think the feeling, Logan, is that their attacks are meritless, but yet that they do get traction if they aren't responded to. So I can tell you that members of Congress, they are always prepared when these situations come up. They don't ignore them because they realize the risk of ignoring them. They want to engage them. And I love what Randy just said, because he talked about how, in this case, these chaplains are there for the players. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is alleging that the players are the victims here, Logan. They are alleging that these players, who are adult students, athletes, are victimized by these chaplains. I just want to remind folks, and this is obviously very obvious, but these are adult student athletes who were recruited to these programs, visited these campuses. In most cases, these head coaches were in their living rooms telling them about their program. It's not like they were surprised by this. These are adults. They can choose to go to these chaplains for guidance, for assistance that they need to, but of course it's voluntary.
Right.
And I think their response is going to be the same as it is for members of Congress. They're going to fight back because this is something that is beneficial to them.
That's right. Like Than said, it's voluntary, optional, for any student to go to these chaplains or to be a part of prayer, to not be about prayer, whatever you want to do. This is not the situation where this is religion being forced down anyone's throats. And it's their decision to go to these schools as well and go to these colleges, and no one's forcing them to become a college football player. So, you know, this is an insane argument. I'm going to take a call. I'm going to go to Edward. Edward, you're calling from Arlington, Virginia. Let's see if we can get through 20 seconds of this call. Edward, you're on the air.
You act as though everyone who disagrees with you is some angry atheist, but
no,
I'm a Christian.
I got a lot of atheist friends, and like some of my closest friends, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's true, are atheists, and you know what? They're not the kind of people that would stand up for this kind of discriminations against any sort of faith, whether that's Christianity or not. But I'll let you continue, Edward, but no, I don't think they're my enemy. I think the people that are angry atheists are these goofuses that go on the air trying to act a fool and really just come off as it almost comes off as playtime. But reality, they actually are making traction, and it's something we have to tag. But go ahead, Edward. I'm sorry. I went on a tangent.
All right. Yeah. I think you really should allow me to have a couple words. I'm not an atheist. I'm a happy Christian, and I disagree with you. These
okay,
are public
ahead.
Universities,
yep.
And they're paid for by public dollars.
Which, none of which is going to any of these chaplains.
Well, perhaps. I would say perhaps. But you guys.
Read even the documents. Look, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I'm going to find it here. The press release even actually says it specifically comments. Hold on, I got to scroll through it where it says, look, it pretty much says in here, it doesn't matter if they are paid for or not. They don't like them. So, you know what? Go ahead, Edward. I'll let you continue for one more second.
I went to a public high school. I played the high school football. The coach made everybody kneel down and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I went to a police academy graduation, public again. Everybody was forced to listen in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're not saying that anyone should be forced to do this. I'm just saying they should have the option to do this.
Well, you supported that caller who said Madeline Murray O'Hare was wrong taking public prayer out of school. That was unconstitutional.
Okay. All right, fine.
That is unconstitutional, and she's correct.
Hey,
I don't like her.
You know, that's fine. You know, Edward, we're just going to have this discussion all day and night. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hang up on you right now. Not because I hate your call, not because you've had enough time on the air, and I think I understand your point of view, and your point of view is that, you know, just because it's some sort of endorsement of faith you feel, it should be somehow, you know, determined as, and not even endorsement, just a recognition of faith on campus, that it should somehow be less important than any other students. Again, there's plenty of all, every kind of groups, every kind of religion groups. If you go to any, there's groups for everything on campuses across this country. I've been to groups, you know, like I said, I've been to Disney groups. I've been to Christian groups, Jewish groups, Muslim groups. They all exist on campus for a reason. That's because there is this bit of, you know, place for creativity to find things that are interesting to you. But when you're talking about these college football players, you're not talking about guys. And like I said, look, like the caller said, if they were forced, we're not for that. We're not for forced religion on anyone or forced faith on anyone. But if we're also not for the complete removal of Christianity and these public campuses or any religion for that matter, just due to the fact that you disagree with their point of view. And look, like I think Than kind of said, it's the easiest answer to this. Look, the U.S. Congress, also adults, you know, like I said, these are adults. These are 18-year-old guys and older playing college football who could voluntarily opt out. But you have, like I said, turn on C-SPAN and you'll see essentially a stronger public endorsement of faith than you ever will from a college football program. You know, and that's just absolutely the way it goes. And they are paid. Like you said, they are paid, and I'm fine with that too. So it doesn't bother me as well. Let's go back to the phones if we can. Or do we have a comment from Facebook?
We've got quite a few people commenting on Facebook that they felt that Edward was exaggerating the situation a little bit, that it isn't forced. Also, we have Nathaniel on Periscope that says, because some secular individuals that he respects have said that Christians may have a persecution complex, what do you think about that?
Look, I don't think this is necessarily the word. I would never use the word, as my dad has said a million times, persecution against Christians. Persecuted Christians are Pastor Saeed in prison in Iran. Those are persecuted Christians, people that are essentially in jail due to their faith. This is the fact that, you know, look, no one would be, you're saying that this is Christians have a persecution complex. It's the exact opposite of that at this point. Look at this. Who brought this up? Were we out there saying we got to fight for these chaplains to not be removed? No, you got a call saying we need to remove the chaplains. And what are you going to do? You expect it to just be silent, to just sit there and take it? Well, that's not what we do here at the American Center for Law and Justice. And there's a way that you can stand up for us as well. And that is to sign the petition, not even the petition, just the letter. We're sending letters, professional legal letters, to all of these universities. We're talking about University of Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, pretty much everyone that's under attack right now from this Freedom from Religion Foundation. People don't like I say the word attack, but really they're bullies, and they're bullies that need to be stopped. And you can do that. Give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Or you can do it on the ACLJ app. But listen, we got a minute till we have to go to break, and I wanted to talk to you about this because this is something that is just it touches me in a different way personally. Because like many of you, a lot of us went to colleges where our beliefs were not exactly as accepted as you may have heard. You may have heard other points of view, and that's totally fine, and we're okay with that. But to have just a chaplain there, a moral compass, if you will, for these players who are thrown around with everything. Look, you hear controversies every year about, you know, this player gets suspended for doing this, or this player gets suspended for signing autographs he shouldn't sign. To have someone there that these guys can go to in the good times and bad, a counselor, and not only a counselor, but someone who can guide them in their faith. You know, it's an important thing we need to stand up for. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Stand up for faith, family, and football, and be a part of a matching challenge. Every dollar you donate to the ACLJ is matched. Did you give a dollar? We get another dollar. You give $10, we get $10 from another donor. It's really that easy. You don't have to do anything. Just be a part of it. It's an important situation. It's a limited time. So if you decide to give money, remember, it's being matched, and we really appreciate that. Support Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, Missouri, University of Washington, and all the rest. We'll be right back with JSEC Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. A little bit of fun here happening from our team here, Nick Peeks. Everyone's laughing here, but this is a matter that we all think is ridiculous. We have more fun with it, but it's an absolutely insane situation where the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a bunch of goofuses come after us and say, we're gonna go after all these college chaplains and say, you know what, Bulldogs, you know what, Tigers, we're not going to let you have, we don't want you to have a guy you can talk to, whether it's about your faith or about whatever. No, we don't want that. It doesn't matter that it's all voluntary and that the players aren't forced to do anything and that the actual chaplain isn't paid for, that he's a volunteer. What matters is that there's someone talking about faith in a locker room with a bunch of adult men's. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sean. You've been on hold for a long time, Sean, and I apologize. I've been ranting and raving for the last hour because this makes me mad, but I got you back on the air. Sean, Boise, Idaho, let me have it.
How's it going?
Hey.
So the only thing I have to say on this is, why do they think that these college athletes are being forced into doing this when these schools have been doing it for generations?
Yeah.
And, there's no way they can say that the athletes didn't join the school not knowing.
Like, not knowing or not, is it really that big of a deal? And I kind of go back to that. It's a big deal they're going after them. But really, Sean, I agree with you. The fact that these are grown men. We're not talking about being forced on high school students. Look, you have to, no one's forcing you to go to college. So you decide to go to college football, and you decide that, oh, look, there's someone in our locker room who is there to help students if they so need it, to pray with them if they want to be a part of it, to step out if they want to be a part of it. And look, it's easy for a college football player to probably just step off to the side. And look, I've never been a part of that situation before. I've never been a college football player, regrettably. I've never been a college football player. But I am a fan, and especially in these southeastern schools, faith is not something that is looked down upon. Faith is not something that is irregular in society. And yes, you may say, well, that doesn't matter, but it does matter to these players who are going through giant life changes. And the FCA is stepping up, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and providing a counselor, a chaplain, someone to pray with, to talk to fill those gaps and to be that situation when these players are away from home often for the first time in their lives. Yes, they're adult men, but this sometimes is the first time they've ever had to experience something like this. And we only have 6 minutes left on the show, so I want to give you guys a final little push here. How would you feel if this was your situation? You were a volunteer chaplain. Let's just talk about the chaplains. Yes, we need to protect religious freedom on college campuses. But guys that have dedicated their lives, really dedicated their entire lives to really helping these players and helping college football students, hopefully our players stay on the right track and be a part of it. And we really need to support them, really stand up for them. Because as much as we're having fun here today, if we weren't talking about it, there's a very good chance this gets passed and all of a sudden no chaplains for any of these players. And who knows what could happen then? Like, we had a caller who was an Ole Miss player a few segments ago who said essentially these guys are the people that helped mold his life and made sure that things were positive for him ongoing. Because necessarily, like I said, some guys, these guys into college football, and this is the end of their football career, their sports career, and they have to have help to even transition out of that. And these guys are there for them. We have a lot of calls and comments coming in, and I don't want to forget them. But before I get to them, all I'd ask you to do is give us a call, 1-877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. It'll take a few minutes out of your day. Be a part of this movement to defend religious freedom on college campuses and to defend our chaplains and the college football players who, by the way, aren't speaking out against this. The people that they are afraid this is offending and are afraid are going to be affected by it are saying nothing because you know why? Because they typically like these guys. These are their friends. These are, ends up being their family away from home. We need to defend them. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Will, what do we have?
Joseph on Facebook is saying that today they're going after the college chaplains, tomorrow they'll go after the military chaplains, and the next day they'll go after the churches in general.
And these organizations have done this. Look, not necessarily the Freedom From Religion Foundation, but these other angry atheists have gone after the military chaplains, have gone after all these situations, and typically they lose. Their records are not good. You know, we harped on that yesterday, and I haven't even mentioned it today, is yes, typically everyone disagrees with them, and eventually they may win a couple cases here and there. By the time it gets to a final decision, they lose, you know, almost every single time. But we need to, we have to push that. We have to have the resources to get to that point. We only have a couple calls left on the show. We only have a couple minutes left. We're going to do our best to get to them. Damien, you've been holding for 42 minutes. I apologize for that. You're calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Logan. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for being a part of this unique broadcast today.
Awesome. Thank you very much for everything you guys do. You know, I grew up playing rugby in South Africa, and you know, we prayed before and after games, whether we won or lost. I never remember once the faith being forced on top of me.
Of course.
You know? And you know, I just think even in our book, in our holy book, that we cannot force anyone to receive Christ. And these people come and they try and say we're trying to force people. Our holy book says so. It's not like we're Islamic where we're trying to force people, we're gonna cut their heads off or
right.
Something like that. That's not where we're coming from. The bottom line is these people need to get their facts straight. How can we go at these people in a loving way, show them the truth, help them understand? Now I know where they're coming from.
Of course.
But it feels like we're on the back foot a lot of the time. How can we get on the front foot?
Sure, Damien. And that's exactly the case. You don't see them going after other religions necessarily, almost ever. You never really see them going after Islam. You never see them going after any other belief system. They go after Christians because it's easy for them. And they can get some publicity out of it. But we're going to make sure we stand up for them. We're going to go to our last call of the day. Glenn from Richmond, Virginia, you're on the air. Glenn,
you're
there?
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, thank
okay,
you for
ahead.
Taking my call. Appreciate what you're all doing. The previous caller before the last one, I was not going to comment on that, but anybody that calls himself a Christian but has a problem with praying in Jesus' name, I have a problem with. And I have a problem with, I think, their Christianity.
Well, Glenn, I don't mean to cut you off, but your connection's a little rough. It's kind of hard to hear you, but I appreciate your sentiment and your calls. And you said, why are the schools all the schools are SEC? It's not necessarily true. There are a few non-SEC schools, but they have gone after primarily the schools in the Southeastern Conference. Well, I mean, you have to say they went after Wisconsin, Georgia Tech, FSU, a lot of Southern schools, but they also went after these because these are the big money makers. These are the real deal. They didn't go after, you know, Middle Tennessee University. Because, you know, that's fine. That's going to get a little bit of press. But to go after Alabama or Auburn, you're going to hear it around the world. And that's just the truth of that. But, Than, why don't you take us home today? Tell us what people can do.
Well, listen, they went after schools that, by and large, Logan, are not going to be intimidated. And you've already seen that in the statements from Georgia and from Auburn, who not only talked about the voluntary, optional nature of their programs, but they also said, listen, we are not going to be intimidated. And I think that's the message that we've got to close with today, Logan, because this group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they really only win in two ways and primarily one. Occasionally, Logan, they will find a rogue judge that will agree with them, like they did in the National Day of Prayer case. And by the way, they did not win in the end. But by and large, 95% of their so-called victories come because the people that they are attacking, the institutions that they are attacking, or in this case, the schools that they are attacking, are intimidated and that they stand down. We want to send a message. We want to send a message to all of these SEC schools and also, yes, to my University of Illinois, University of Illinois, to not be intimidated. If you want to add your name to these letters that we are sending, stating the clear law, stating that these universities and college football programs are in the right to have these chaplains, I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. You can, of course, always sign online as well at aclj.org. A special thanks to Logan for hosting today.
Thank you all.
I, for one, am signing the petition to keep him as host, at least occasionally.
Occasionally,
good job,
I can
Logan.
Sub in. Thank you, guys. Thanks to Will, Nick, everyone, Samuel, Dylan, and Joe for helping me out today. We'll see you tomorrow, and I'm back in the number two chair.
The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.